from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This is a story of famous dogs.
Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Got Sam, got Noel, got Garrett other side of the glass. And from the sounds of the tune, we got somebody who was at the Falcons game last night. D. Orlando Ledbetter, AJC and AJC.com, has had an amazing week. And it's not over yet because I think he's at the airport as we speak this morning. D. Led, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Sam and Noel. I'm here at the airport waiting for this Delta flight. Hopefully it's on time.
Yeah, we hope so, too. You know, they've had a problem with that here lately, but hopefully everything will go fine for you as well. How can you sum up, before we talk about Falcons last night, put this week in words for you, because you're celebrating a birthday, too, and happy birthday, but can you put this week in words?
Yeah, I'll try. It's been a humbling and grateful a weekend that started in started on August the 1st, the last 9 days, flying up to Canton and then being awarded the Bill Nunn Memorial Award last Friday up in Canton, and delivering a speech to the Gold Jacket awardees there. And then going on the next day, Saturday, and seeing my name and on the plaque there in the museum and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Big moment for me and my family. We enjoyed that humbling experience. And then just had to get right back to work, get down to Miami, and keep working on the Falcons as they try to get things turned around under Coach Raheem Moore.
D-Led, congratulations once again. What was your favorite moment of last week? Last week was all about you.
It was seeing my mom and my daughters and my wife and some high school friends flew in from D.C. and Houston, and a lot of folks in Cleveland came on down to share the moment with me and with our family. That was the biggest moment, and then kind of seeing my name at the museum and Pro Football Hall of Fame, that was pretty big.
Yeah, that's going
to
be
huge. Now I got a name to look for when I get up to Canton.
I know, that's right. That's going to be there for keeps. Assess this week. I mean, we want to finally see this team on the field against some competition. We want to see if they, some aggression. We want to see some execution. All the things that they've gone over at Flowery Branch on the field, in the film room, in the meeting rooms. How did it roll out to you?
Yeah, it looked pretty good. You know, they got the schemes in. Not real smooth right now, which, you know, was to be expected. A little spotty, but you could see some of the, high points and low points as they were going up against the Dolphins. A team that's been to the playoffs the last couple of years. So they were playing up in weight class a little bit. But they held their own. Got the bad thing is they lost three, maybe three, to injury this week in Rondell Moore, DeMarco Hellams, and Braylon Trice. So, we'll find out about Trice and Hellams later on today. You got calls into their agents to see if they'll help us out and so forth. But other than that, Mike Penn's got some work. Kirk Cousins got some work. He was spreading the ball around to Drake London, Bijan, and Kyle Pitts. So that part of it looked pretty good. Now you got to put all of that together and put a game on together on September the 8th.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with D. Orlando Ledbetter, and he is social. You can always find him at D. Orlando AJC at D. Orlando AJC. Yeah, it's the unfortunate part about playing the games, D. Led. And like I said earlier, you can't put the guys in bubble wrap. You got to get out there and get some reps in and play. But unfortunately, it could be one to three people that are lost for some time for this team this week.
Yeah, no doubt. No, biggest of the three, all injuries are big. But Braylon Trice was a rookie third-round pick that you were hoping could help with your outside linebacker crew and maybe help you with your pass rush there. Hallam was a dependable special teams tackler last year, ended the season as a starter. And then Rondell Moore, you got him from Arizona with the Desmond Ridder trade. We're hoping to, salvage his career and get him back on track. A 4'2" guy who was trying to win that slot receiver position.
Right, so focusing on what we saw last night, because I haven't gotten to see much of the team not being able to reach Flowery Branch this year. Kelvin King had an interception. He almost had two interceptions. He looked pretty good last night at the corner spot. Where is he in the grand scheme of things as far as starting week one?
Yeah, Kevin's a former starter with the Green Bay Packers, 5 years in the league. Injury-riddled career. I got some notes up on his injury history there. But he was able to get a couple plays. And he hasn't played in the last 2 years. He hasn't played since the 2021 season. So if you could get him back up to NFL starter quality, there's an opening at cornerback. So they got to keep put more on his plate and see if he can, keep playing and stay healthy. He was, we spoke to him last night. He's a very thoughtful young man, a very grateful man to get the opportunity to try to resurrect his career here with the Atlanta Falcons.
D-Led, we all wanted to see what the special teams were going to look like, especially the kickoff, and we got a look at it last night. Talk about guys who can catch on to that and adapt to it, how that helps them make this team, all things considered.
Yeah, it looks like a hot mess, Sam. Let's tell the truth. Nobody knows what to do. The Dolphins were squib kicking it. The Falcons were kicking it deep. It looked like Carlos Washington, one of the returners, he said it looked like, just playing ball at the playground. And we used to call it kill a man with a ball. Where you just, run around and try to juke people. And then when you get tackled, you just throw the ball up in the air for the next guy. So, it's not very fluid right now. Going off of the Falcons game and the Hall of Fame game, and I got to see that. They're still just figuring this thing out, and it's really just a mad scramble to the ball at this point.
Yeah, you think as we go along through the season, maybe through your first three games or so, maybe you start to see some teams really figure it out and figure out ways to really use it?
Yeah, the thing that they're not showing is the reverses. You got to be able to have teams going one way and break it back the other way. You got to come up with some misdirection plans. And you got to come out with a way to you can't double team block, but you got to come up with a combination block. So you got to be able to bust open one of them lanes, and your guys got to be able to get to it, and you should have a pretty good return. So they're figuring that out now. how to, you can't double team or wedge block. That'd be the easy thing. Just put two people on one and blow that hole up and go right to it. But you should be able to hit one guy and then somebody else could come clean him up. But, you know, they're figuring out that, the blocking schemes and how to create creases in that 5-yard space. Because, you know, you guys can get away from you in that close space. It's not like you can line up that block real good. I saw Micah Abernathy. He was the lead blocker for Carlos Washington. And he missed his block, and Carlos is dead at the 20. So it's gonna take some time, but it looks pretty funky right now.
All right, D-Lay, let's revisit these injuries, because to your point, you said we have one out. It could be three. So let's say we have three people out. Where does that leave this team? Are we looking to see who other teams cut on the practice squad? Are we maybe looking at a Jeffrey Simmons to come in here? Where do you think we would go in that direction if that's the case, unfortunately?
Yeah, Justin Simmons is the name that's being bandied about. You know, the thing is, they don't have a lot of money, and most of the guys that are in good that are still on the street, they want the money. It's not a good marriage. You know, yeah, you can look at the back end of the rosters of other teams. You know, you really, you know, wide receiver wise, there's not much out there. Cornerback, safety wise, you know, you got like five already in there, so you can get another one of those guys out there. Juju Smith-Schuster was the name that somebody threw
at
me.
Yeah,
and so that's another one. You know, Trace at linebacker, you know, there's you know, Yannick Ngakoue, I think, is still out there. But like I said, he wants money and they don't have any.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
That being said, we'll see what they do moving forward. Thoughts about some pass rush? I mean, these are guys who are looking to do some of that. We saw Ibukitty. You know, they're doing some things and bringing some pressure. That's an important part for the success for this defense. Whoever's back in the secondary, they're going to benefit if we can have some consistent pass rush.
Yeah, no doubt, Sam, and they're hopeful. We haven't seen it come to life yet. They did do pretty good against some weak tackles down here in Miami in the joint practices. They were able to get, you know, those touch sacks where they can't really tackle the guy, but they could, you know, imagine that they had a sack. They had a lot of those. And then in the game, when they were going against the twos early, I didn't see a lot of heat. But, you know, that's something that's going to ramp up over time as you get closer to the season and so forth. But they're hopeful that they got a lot of guys to try to run through. Ever Cady, Trice is down now. Smith Williams, Damon Harris, Lorenzo Carter. You know, those are the edge guys, and then they're going to want to get a push up the middle. to help those guys out. And then that's before you even get to your blitzes with Caden Ellis. He talked about even bringing Jesse Bates off the corner. So they know they might have to get creative in that area of the football and have to figure out a way to get to the quarterback. I mean, you know, they could talk about, oh, we don't need sacks. We just want to move the quarterback. No, you don't. Stop it. Quit lying to us. You need sacks. You got to get to the quarterback.
Indeed we do. I'm going to put it the way you put it, Eli. But it's the truth. You know, that's coming up. Coming up this week, your trip up to Baltimore. Do we start to see some of the guys, or are we waiting for the third and final preseason game before we see most of our starters?
I don't think we're going to see them, Sam. That's just the reality. And the real crime is that they charge people full price for these tickets.
People like me. Yes, hey. They do. People like
well,
me.
Yeah.
That's the real crime. But as we move to 18 games and the schedule here, they're going to have to figure out what to do with those two exhibition games. They're really just tryout games for the guys near the back of the roster. You know, you want to keep the guys in your Rolodex. If something happens, you can say, like, hey, I had this guy in camp, Natron Brooks, who's been on the practice squad. Carlos Washington's been on the practice squad. You know, it's probably going to be tough making a 53, but you can keep 16 of them with you. So that gets you up to, you know, that's 16 plus 53 for our fast math people. I think that's 69. So, you know, you're really just cutting 21 guys, and you want to keep them around just in case something happens to the other people as the season goes on. So that's what we're really looking at is the back end of the roster here. Don't expect to see the starters. No, we're not going to see Kirk Cousins. So when he throws his first pass to Kyle Pitts, it's going to be in a regular season game.
D-Led, quick question. In your opinion, who do the Falcons face week one? Is it Justin Fields or is it Russell Wilson?
It's sounding like Fields is getting ready. I saw his dad at the cookout last week, at the Kyle McGavin cookout, so got to see him. But it looked like early on it's Justin. Because Russell's got hurt. So, you know, he had the pole position. And, you know, at some point they're going to have to start getting ready for the regular season. And so far, looks like it's going to be Justin.
Wow, wow, wow. D-Led, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning there. How far are you from boarding? You guys get on the plane here soon?
Oh, I'm good. I think we board in 2 minutes.
2 minutes. We got you on in just enough time.
Perfect interview.
Absolutely. Well, this is a perfect fit. We appreciate you spending some time with us. And once again, congratulations on a tremendous week for you and your family. Safe travels home. Hope we see you at the Flower Branch this week.
Yes, sir.
All righty, Sam and Noel. Thanks for having me, and glad to come on the show.
All right, all right. That is D. Orlando Ledbetter. You time out just right. Now you can give him a boarding call. He can go get to his seat and everything.
Excellently.
You know, now
we helped him kill time for the flight.
Bro, the flight takes off. How about that, right?
Giving us all that good Miami information on the Atlanta Falcons.
That's great to hear from him. All right, folks, we got one more segment to go before we wrap things up and turn it over to John Fricke, top of the hour. You stay with us, Sam, Noel, got Garrett, other side of the glass on this Saturday morning. Beautiful Saturday morning here in Midtown Atlanta. Sports Radio, 929 The Game at 929TheGame.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.